From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On this holiday, we have a series of stories about families, families that come together through adoption. The Census Bureau says there are about 1.6 million households with adopted children, and in this half hour of the program, we'll hear the stories of four families at four different stages of the adoption process. NPR's Elaine Corey begins with the story of one couple's search for the right way to find a child.
Maurice Bark likes to point out that technically this isn't her first adoption. She and her husband rescued two pitch-black kittens from a shelter years ago.
Are you here the can opener, cats? Do you think it's dinner time?
Marie, her husband Mohan Velamapalli, and the cats live on the eastern shore of San Francisco Bay.
So you hear that? Yeah, that's treats.
It's an inviting apartment filled with her mother's antiques and vintage flea market finds. A cozy room is destined to be the nursery, although it may take a bulldozer to make way for the baby's things.
There's all sorts of boxes, two bicycles, two desks.
About 300 books.
It's supposed to be mainly cleared with a baby's crib within a few weeks. So we have a photo.
Imagine, if you will, that this section here in the far corner where we have the desk will eventually have the crib.
Mohan and Marie, two IT workers in their mid-30s, have known each other since high school in Tucson. They married 6 years ago, and like most couples who adopt, they had struggled with infertility. Marie says a family friend inspired them. She was adopting from China.
When you're trying to decide about something like this, the first thing you think about is, who do I know who's been through this?
Adoption is a hike through hilly country, and right away prospective parents face a major decision, whether to adopt within the U.S. or go overseas. Marie and Mohan quickly eliminated a domestic government agency adoption because the wait for a baby can be so long. Foreign adoptions may be quicker, but they cost more and require endless paperwork. And there may be scant information about the children in orphanages. Private U.S. adoptions are more freewheeling, with open records, even contact with the birth parents. But this way has its own risks. Birth mothers have been known to change their minds. More troubling to Mohan was the prospect in a private adoption of having to market themselves to a birth mother.
I certainly didn't really feel like putting ourselves up on the auction block.
Each year, thousands of couples happily adopt within the U.S., but in this case, Marie also preferred going overseas.
You're separated from the birth parent so that they're not looking at you as a money tree, and you're not competing with other parents. That was one of the things where we see resumes of, gee, we have a pony, and we have a sailboat, and we have a beautiful house in the country. And we didn't want to have to do that.
For Mohan and Marie, the decision to adopt overseas came more easily than their next hurdle, picking a country. Mohan's father comes from India, so that seemed like a natural choice, but ironically, it turned out not to be.
There were some issues with India. It's not easy to adopt for people who are not Indian. And it is actually harder to adopt and take a child abroad.
The couple thought about China, the top pick of Americans adopting abroad, and they researched Korea and Nepal before finally deciding on one of Marie's ancestral homelands, Russia.
My grandfather came over in a boat when he was a child, and we have Russian emigre relatives in Brooklyn. And Mohan actually studied the language. He speaks the language fluently. So we thought about it, and we thought, wow, how great this child will have Russian heritage, and then also be able to learn some of the language and culture from Mohan, plus the fact that if we're going to the country, he speaks the language, which is very good.
With that settled, they still had to find social workers to conduct their home study, plus an agency that specializes in Russian adoptions. They spent hours online and networking with other couples. Marie and Mohan have been investigated and fingerprinted, and now the real fun begins, compiling the notorious dossier, their entire life on paper, all signed, sealed, and notarized. And then, one day, the telephone rings and their lives change forever. Mohan already knows what he'll say when he brings his child home.
Это наш дом. Мы надеемся, что ты жить с нами навсегда.
Which means, this is our home. We hope you'll live with us forever.
Marie and Mohan are prepared to wait months, even a year or more, until they bring their child home. Elaine Corey, NPR News.